Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the fifth canto, chapter 19, verse number 24. Na yatra vaikunta katha sadapaga na sadavo bhagavatas tadashrayaha na yatra yagnesha makha mahotsavaha suresha lokapi lokapi lokopi navai sa savyatam na yatra vaikuntha katha sadapaga na sadavo bhagavatas tadashrayaha na yatra yagnesha makap mahotsavaha suresa lokapi navaisa sevatam na yatra vaikuntha katha sadapaga na sadavo bhagavata sadashrayaha na yatra yagnesha makha mahotsavaha suresha lokapi navaisa sevatam na yatra vaikuntha katha sadapaga na sadavo bhagavatas tadashrayaha na yatra yagnesha makha mahotsavaha suresha lokopi navaisa sevatam Matajis. Na? Not. Yatra? Where? Vaikunthakata sada apagaha. The nectarian rivers of discussions about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is called Vaikuntha, or one who drives away all anxiety. Na, nor, sadavaha, devotees, bhagavata, always engaged in the service of the Lord. Tat ashrayaha, who are sheltered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Na, nor, yatra, where, yajna ishamakaha, the performance of devotional service to the Lord of Sacrifices. Maha utsavaha, which are actual festivals. Sureshalokaha, a place inhabited by the denizens of heaven. Api, although. Na, not. Vai, certainly. Saha, that. Sevyatam, be frequented. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. An intelligent person does not take interest in a place, even in the topmost planetary system, if the pure Ganges of topics concerning the Supreme Lord's activities does not flow there, if there are not devotees engaged in the service on the banks of such a river of piety, or if there are no festivals of Sankirtan Yajna to satisfy the Lord, especially since Sankirtan Yajna is recommended in this age. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the land of Bhartavarsha, specifically in Bengal, in the district of Nadia, where Navadvip is situated. It is therefore to be concluded, as stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that within this universe, this earth is the best planet. And on this planet, the land of Bhartavarsha is the best. In the land of Bhartavarsha, Bengal is still better. In Bengal, the district of Nadia is still better. And in Nadia, the best place is Navadvip, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there to inaugurate the performance of the sacrifice of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The Shastras recommend Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yajnai Sankirtana Prayar Yajantihi Sumedha Saha. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by his very confidential associates, such as Sri Nityananda, Sri Gadadhar, and Sri Advaita, and by many devotees like Srivas. They are always engaged in chanting the name of the Lord, and are always describing Lord Krishna. Therefore, this is the best among all places in the universe. The Krishna consciousness movement has established its center in Mayapur, the birth site of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to give men the great opportunity to go there and perform a constant festival of Sankirtan Yajna, as recommended herein, Yajnesya Makha Mahutsavaha, and to distribute prasad to millions of hungry people hankering for spiritual emancipation. This is the mission of the Krishna consciousness movement. Chaitanya Bhagavat confirms this as follows. Quote, one should not desire to be elevated even to a place in the heavenly planetary systems if it has no propaganda to expand the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. no trace of Vaishnavas, pure devotees of the Lord, and no festivals for spreading Krishna consciousness. It would be better to live perpetually cramped within the airtight bag of a mother's womb, where one can at least remember the lotus feet of the Lord, than to live in a place where there is no opportunity to remember his lotus feet. I pray not to be allowed to take birth in such a condemned place. End quote. Similarly, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement. Anyone who performs Sankirtan to please the Lord is very, very glorious. Such a person has perfect intelligence, whereas others are in the ignorance of material existence. Of all the sacrifices mentioned in the Vedic literatures, the performance of Sankirtan Yajna is the best. Even the performance of 100 Aswamedha sacrifices cannot compare to the sacrifice of Sankirtan. According to the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, if one compares Sankirtan Yajna to other Yajnas, he is a Pasandi, an infidel, and is liable to be punished by Yamaraj. There are many Mayavadis who think that the performance of Sankirtan Yajna is a pious activity similar to the performance of the Ashvamedha Yajna. But other such pious functions. But this is a nam aparad. Chanting of the holy name of Narayan and chanting of other names are never equal, despite what Mayavadis think. Om Gyana Tumarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshus Unmilitam Yena Tasmaya Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Upagadamayam Dadanti Swabhadantikam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Srivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Namadivam Hare Hare Vanchakopa Tuvishcha Kripasindhu Vivcha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Okay, so the verse again. An intelligent person does not take interest in a place, even in the topmost planetary system, if the pure Ganges of topics concerning the Supreme Lord's activities does not flow there. If there are not devotees engaged in the service on the banks of such a river of piety, or if there are no festivals of Sankirtan Yajna to satisfy the Lord, especially since Sankirtan Yajna is recommended in this age. So this is a very interesting chapter. It's very short, actually. It's only 31 verses. Describing the island of Jambadweep. And if we go through the chapter, there's so many wonderful lessons to learn, and one really becomes fortunate. He feels fortunate. He feels like, wow, I mean, this human form of life is so rare, it's so wonderful. I mean, it's such a great opportunity. You feel, wow, so fortunate to be in a human form. And also, you're so fortunate to be born on this earth planet. You know, I want to speak of not only in the earth planet, but someone from this island of Jambadweep, from this land of Bhartavarsha, has come and spread and expanded the borders of that land to here, to where we live right now. We're actually taking advantage of all that opportunity. So it's amazing. And throughout the chapter, you know, Lord Ram appears in the beginning of the chapter. And he teaches us how it should be very important, this human form of life. And he's showing by his example, don't think that the goal of life is just to be comfortable in your home with your wife, because that's actually the cause of all miseries. And by his example, he showed that. So he wanted to make people aware that that causes many miseries. So don't waste this human form. And even Savas read this morning how actually, as the verse goes. However, one is happy as long as one does not endeavor for happiness. As soon as one begins his activities for happiness, his conditions of distress begin. So, the verse is very nice. It says here, in the mature world, every materialist desires to achieve happiness and diminishes distress. And therefore he acts accordingly. Actually, however, one is happy as long as one does not endeavor for happiness. But as soon as one begins his activities for happiness, his conditions of distress begin. So it's interesting how this human body, we're given a facility where you can desire. You can actually fulfill your desires. And this is where you go everywhere. Everybody's teaching people how, you know, if you just simply desire and think whatever you can, what is it, how they say it, whatever you can think, you can achieve. How does that go? Whatever you can conceive and believe, you can achieve. You know, this is the ability of the human form. Actually, you can do that. So Krishna is actually in the super soul. He's in the heart and is listening to all your desires, all your prayers, you know, all your, you know, longings, and is fulfilling those desires. In fact, the body we have now and the position we're in now is according to what our desires, what we've had. So throughout this chapter, it's specifically pointing out to us, don't waste your time trying to be happy here and desire here, but learn how to desire properly. Learn how to act according to Krishna's desires. Because if you act according to your desire, then that's when all your distress immediately begins. Prabhupada describes in the purport to that verse that one should work for self-realization, not for economic development, which is impossible to improve. Without endeavor, one can get the amount of happiness and distress for which he is destined, and one cannot change this. Therefore, it is better to use one's time for advancement in the spiritual life of Krishna consciousness. One should not waste his valuable life as a human being. It is better to utilize this life for developing Krishna consciousness without ambitions for so-called happiness. So Lord Ramachandra was so merciful that even if one was a demigod, a demon, a man, or a creature other than a human being, that like such a bird, like a beast or a bird, that they should worship Lord Ramachandra. Because he accepted service from everyone. He showed that example, that there's no need for great austerities or penances. Just accept me and offer me just a little small service and he'll become satisfied. And if he becomes satisfied, then your life is successful. In fact, Lord Ramachandra brought everyone in Ayodhya back home, back to Godhead. So Lord Ramachandra appeared as a human being to show us the importance of a human being. He had all super wonderful qualities. He was like, you know, he showed such nice character and how to act as a human being, and is showing us how to behave. And also in this chapter, Narayan appears, and he appears to favor his devotees and to teach them knowledge, religion, renunciation, spiritual power, sense control, freedom from false ego. And he was so advanced in spiritual assets, and he wanted to share this with the human form, the human beings. And he performed austerities all the way to the end of the millennium. And he showed that this is the process of self-realization. So Prabhupada writes that actually one must be very serious about self-realization and practice of austerity. But unfortunately, people in this age of Kali do not know even the meaning of austerity. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya appeared in the form of Sri Chaitanya. I mean, the Lord appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he taught the easiest method of self-realization, which is known as Chaito Darpana Marjanam, cleansing the dirt of the heart simply by this simple process of chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that was very nice to see. Actually, Lord Ram is the same as Lord Chaitanya. So Prabhupada described in a purport that actually we should worship the Sadbuja form, which is, you know, the six-hand form of Krishna, who comes, two arms are Krishna, two arms are Lord Chaitanya, two arms are Lord Ram Chandra. So if we worship that form, then we'll be very successful. So it's very unfortunate. So it's interesting, Sukadeva Goswami is invoking all these stories, and he's invoking these personalities in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And also Narada Muni appears in this chapter. And he shows us how to achieve devotional service to the Lord. And he's always engaged in the service of Narayan himself. And he's chants these following prayers that we're going through right now. It's very nice. And that we should actually take up this process of Krishna consciousness and chant the holy names of the Lord. And Prabhupada writes in a purport there that this Krishna consciousness movement has been started not only for the inhabitants of Bhartavarsha, but for all the people of the world, as announced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is still time, and the inhabitants of Bhartavarsha take this Krishna consciousness movement seriously, the entire world will be saved from gliding down to a hellish condition. So Narada Muni is praying to the Lord. He's saying, "O my Lord, master of all mystic yoga, this is the explanation of the yogic process spoken by the Lord, Brahma, who is self-realized. At the time of death, all yogis give up the material body with full detachment simply by placing their minds at the lotus feet of the Lord. This is the perfection of yoga." So this is the whole process of Krishna consciousness or yoga, is to think of Krishna at the time of death and to not be afraid of death. In fact, it's described here that those who are afraid to give up the body, you know, which is nothing but a bag of urine and stool, and engage in devotional service, you know, but they're afraid to give up anything related to the body, then what is the use of all their austerities? What's the use of understanding the Vedas? It's all useless. Because except for devotional service, there's no way to give up this attachment. So Narada Muni is praying, "Please kindly benedict me so that I could give up this illusory energy, which is so powerful. We become attached to this body of these gross elements." So these inhabitants of Bhartavarsha, they are always purified. It's described there because they're always glorifying these holy rivers and places there. They chant the names of these rivers as mantras. And sometimes they go to the rivers and they touch them and they bathe in them. So in this way, all these inhabitants of Bhartavarsha become purified. And this practice is still going on, just simply by remembering them in so many different ways like that. So in this particular verse, it's described that a devotee will not go anywhere unless there's this river of this nectar of the transcendental narration of the Supreme Lord going on. So we have our own holy river here, and we could invoke it any time. It's like now we're invoking these rivers of the Ganges, these rivers of the transcendental vibrations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, the Bhagavad Gita narrations about Krishna. So we're also engaged in this transcendental process. And Narada Muni goes on to describe how this human form of life is so valuable, and he gives the, not only his opinion, but he's saying all the demigods are actually praying that, you know, we've performed all these great austerities and we've achieved the heavenly planets, but here we're just so very absorbed in sense gratification that we're forgetting the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if there's any pious activities left in us, may we take birth in Bhartavarsha in a human form of life, because even though it's short, one can achieve the ultimate goal of life, and that's to go back home, back to Godhead. So they're praying to actually take advantage of this form that we're in right now. We should be so grateful. It's so amazing. And not only that, even though this human form of life is so powerful that you can achieve your desires here, Krishna is so kind, he's fulfilling our desires. But if you become a devotee and you take up Krishna consciousness and you have material desires, out of Krishna's own kindness and his mercy, sometimes he'll just give you himself. Even though the person may want something other and may not even want Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna, out of his kindness and mercy, will just give his lotus feet to his devotee and say, why should I give him these desires that he wants? I'm going to give him me. And then the devotee becomes completely satisfied and he doesn't want anything else. And there's many stories like this in the Bhagavatam. We know Dhruva Maharaj was a perfect example. He wanted a kingdom, you know, huge kingdom. But once he saw Krishna, he said, I don't want anything else, just your darshan, just your association. So Krishna is so kind in that way that someone may be out there achieving his dreams, his goals, but he doesn't realize that once he tries to achieve his goals and has desires, immediately his miseries are going to start. Even though he may achieve those things, still he doesn't realize how he's suffering. But Krishna is so kind to the devotees that even though we may have these desires, he will just give himself instead. We're so fortunate that Krishna comes himself, he appears in our heart, fulfills our desires, and then yet he'll even give us himself. So there's some nice quotes in this particular verse that Prabhupada refers to in this particular in this chapter. I mean, he gives this verse, the Krishna Varnam, which is very nice, and I'd like to go there and just go through some quotes here. This is the verse here. It's actually from the 11th canto, but he quotes it in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this is in the Adi 3, verse 52. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Prabhupada gives a very nice purport here about how Lord Chaitanya appears with his weapons, not to kill, like in some incarnations, but in the form of his devotees, his expansions, like that, you know, his holy names. And how his beauty, just his super excellent beauty, just subdues the people of this age. So, here's the another proof that we don't have to perform such great austerities like the demigods have performed or personalities have been performing. Srila Jiva Goswami cites a verse from the Vedic literature which says that there is no necessity of performing sacrificial demonstrations or ceremonial functions. He comments that instead of engaging in such external pompous exhibitions, all people, regardless of caste, color, or creed, can assemble together and chant Hare Krishna to worship Lord Chaitanya. Krishna Varnam Trisak Krishnam indicates that prominence should be given to the name of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya taught Krishna consciousness and chanted the name of Krishna. Therefore, to worship Lord Chaitanya, everyone should together chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. To propagate worship in churches, temples, or mosques is not possible because people have lost interest in that. But everywhere and anywhere, people can chant Hare Krishna, thus worship Lord Chaitanya. They can perform the highest activity and fulfill the highest religious purpose of satisfying the Supreme Lord. So it's so powerful in this particular purport of today's verse. It proper quotes how one who thinks that chanting Hare Krishna is like any other Ashwamedha sacrifice is a pasandi or an infidel. And we could see how other traditions, they look at infidels and they think that, you know, to purify them is that we should kill them. So they train up young boys from young childhood to actually become suicide bombers. And they actually grow up thinking that this is a very pious thing to do. You know, it's like, I'm going to please God and I'm going to please people. So they're so, you know, twisted in their training, how they're brought up, that they'll willingly go and just go up to the infidels and blow them up with their, you know, bombs that they have on their body. But today, you know, if you actually had intelligence, people that really have intelligence, they know that they perform the Sankirtan Yajna, you know, giving the holy names. And we have our bombers going out ourselves, Sankirtan devotees going out with these time bombs of the Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, the Vedic literatures, and they give a book to someone. And it doesn't kill their human bodies, but it kills their demoniac mentality. And many of them are becoming pure devotees. So see how practical, how intelligent that is, instead of these other types of religions, you know, mosques and things, where they try to become fanatic. They become fundamentalist, you know, in such a way that they completely twist the teachings. They've lost their intelligence in so many ways. So there's a couple more quotes I'd like to read here. Let's see here. This is also in the Adi Lila, and this goes from verse 58 to 66. Oh, let's see, I think I messed up here. Yeah. Oh, by performing the sacrifice of congregational chanting of the holy name, learned scholars in the age of Kali worship Lord Krishna, who is now non-blackish. Because of the great upsurge of the filling of Srimati Radharani, he is the only worshipable deity for the Paramahamsas, who have attained the highest stage of the fourth order. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, show us his great mercy. One can vividly see his glowing complexion of molten gold, which dispels the darkness of ignorance. The sinful life of the living beings results from ignorance. To destroy that ignorance, he has brought various weapons, such as his plenary associates, his devotees, and the holy name. The greatest ignorance consists of activities, whether religious or irreligious, that are opposed to devotional service. They are to be known as sins, kalmasha. So that's why Narada Muni was so trying to show the importance of devotional service. And then here, a few more. Raising his arms and chanting the holy name and looking upon all with deep love, he drives away all sins and floods everyone with love of Godhead. May the Supreme Personality of God in the form of Lord Sri Chaitanya bestow his constant mercy upon us. His smiling glance at once drives away all the bereavements of the world, and his very words enliven the auspicious creepers of devotion by expanding their leaves. Taking shelter at his lotus feet, invokes transcendental love of God at once. Anyone who looks upon his beautiful body or beautiful face becomes freed from all sins and obtains the wealth of love of Godhead. In other incarnations, the Lord descends with armies and weapons, but in this incarnation, his soldiers are his plenary parts and associates. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always the most worshipable deity of the demigods, including Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, who came in the garb of an ordinary man, bearing love for him. He instructs his own pure devotional service to his devotees. Will he again be the object of my vision? So, Lord Chaitanya himself appeared here to show us the importance of this human form and how to utilize it. So we should be very, very grateful, which this short chapter actually really impressed upon me. So maybe it's 15 after now. I don't know if there's any comments or questions, realizations. Sorry. Okay, thank you for your time, kind attention. All glories to the Srimad Bhagavatam.